Hi again, listeners, and welcome again to another fantastic show, or we hope it'll be a fantastic show. Well, it will, because I'm back with the legend that is Chris Moore, so it will definitely be a fantastic show. And we're going to do a bit of a pre-Christmas gig for Nick Elliott Podcast. So welcome to my dear friend and radio presenting legend, Chris Moore.
And welcome to my dear friend, Nicholas Elliott.
Good to see you, Chris.
You like being Nicholas, by the way?
No.
Oh, I'll call you Nicholas.
No. No. Okay, if you want to, by all means.
I think I might.
I don't think anybody called me that unless I was in the wrong.
Trouble. Yeah.
Yeah, same as big time.
I can always remember my mother saying to me, Christopher, do this, that, and the other. But if I'd done something right, it was Chris. That's how it went.
Nicky is what Nicky. My mum and dad called me.
Nicky Baby.
Well, it could be Nicky Baby. Yeah, Nicky it could. Baby. Sounds like a good title for a song, doesn't it?
It does indeed, yeah. Nicky Baby.
Hey, Ben.
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Bit weary. Yeah. Still got the backache.
Still, mine's gone.
Has it gone?
My back has.
Really? No. What, gone out?
It's
or,
gone for a walk.
Or just left you?
No, it's gone for a walk, Nick.
Ah.
Yeah, it got up and went.
Well, that's what should happen to backaches.
Hopefully. I'm all right. I hope so. But you never can tell with backaches.
No.
They just go, don't they?
They do. And then they bugger off for a couple of weeks. And then you're back again with the damn thing.
Again, yeah.
Back again.
Like it. Play on words.
Namin.
Yeah.
So tell us about your week.
Oh, not much to tell, Nick. I live a very boring life, you know.
I wouldn't agree with that.
Wouldn't you?
No.
Done a bit of writing, done a bit of reading, done a bit of arithmetic.
Oh, arithmetic?
No.
Okay, reading, I know that word for a long time.
The three R's, you see.
Ah, it was, weren't it?
Well, why did they call it the three R's?
You tell me. You was in the teaching business.
One word out of three is an R. Reading is an R. Writing is a W. And arithmetic is an A. So why was it called the three R's?
Don't know.
Marvellous things.
Probably that's why people from all over the world come here to be educated.
Or to be confused.
Possibly.
Dazed and confused.
Because we're, good track. Anyway, like I say, we're going to do this kind of pre-Christmas run-up show.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit of a kind of open to the festive vibe. And, you know, how's your Christmas looking, Chris? How's your Christmas looking, Chris?
Oh,
Chris.
That's very confusing. Can I deconstruct that question?
You can do that.
Yeah. How's my Christmas looking, Chris? Right, I'm looking forward to it, Nick. I love a bit of Christmas, me. Always have done, always will do.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Yeah. I mean, when we got here to the studio today, he's got a busting tree, as young Chris.
A busting tree.
And it is absolutely busting.
It's a plastic tree, Nick. Let's get it in perspective.
But it's
here.
Nice. It don't have to be a Norwegian spruce,
does it?
To be a nice tree. It can just be a nice little tree, you know.
Well, the thing is, though, it's pining for the fields.
Is that what it is? For the fields.
Yeah. Pining for them.
Bit of Python there.
That's right. But yeah, I like the fairy lights on them.
Yeah, it looked really good. Away. And I'm a big Christmas fan, big tree fan, decoration fan, and you got no end of cards.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, Nick. Yeah, I made the big faux pas this year. I said to myself, I'm going to save on cards this year.
Right.
I'm not going to send them out to everybody because it gets ridiculous, the cost, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I thought, Pete, they won't write back. They won't. I've got more than I sent out. I've got
people
contacting me this year who I haven't heard from for ages. So I've now got to go and buy some first-class stamps, and that'll need a mortgage, to send the cards out in reply.
Now, question.
Yes.
With these people that you haven't heard from for a long time and they actually take the time to write cards and send them to you, will you be contacting them in the new year?
I will send them a card.
Ah, okay.
I send them a card. I shall write a bit.
Right.
Because I always write a little potted history.
Oh, okay.
Like we went to the south of France this year, dear.
Okay.
And we've opened up a vineyard or whatever they've done.
Okie dokie.
So I'm going to reply. I've written a book this year and I've been doing this work with Nick Elliott, world famous rock photographer. And we go like that.
Right, so is it a case then, Chris,
me
being somewhat cynical,
that
they just send the card to one, wish you a happy Christmas, or two, to get right up your pipe about what they've been doing for the past year?
I think it's very much a bit of each, Nick.
Okay.
Because I can visualise these people. And these are friends that go back to my university days.
Oh, okay.
So we're talking 40-odd years ago, 50-odd years ago, perhaps.
Yeah, bloody 50, hell.
50-odd years. And I can remember them. I have this image in my mind of what they looked like at the time and what I looked like at
right,
the time.
Right, got it.
And I can see them saying these things. And then I can see life experience on top of that.
Okay.
I get this image of sort of neck curtains floating around in the breeze.
Got it.
And boasting about what they've done, how yeah. they've done it and all the rest of
we
it.
We drive a Discovery we and go, all that
yeah,
nonsense.
Yeah, we drive a Discovery.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. My cat's blacker than your cat.
Yeah, that's yeah. it. Yeah. But, hey, yo, it's a bit of a laugh, isn't
well,
it?
Well, I suppose it's quite nice that they actually bothered to sit down.
Yes.
Probably people from that generation is essentially, it's an old kind of Christmas card list, wouldn't you
yeah.
have thought?
Yes, I do think so.
You know,
yeah.
so they tow it out every year.
So what I do when my cards come down, I get my diary for the year.
Yeah.
And I write at the on the back pages where you got the blank bit.
Got it, yeah.
I write, cards received 2023.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
So I know who I've got to send to.
You know, right, okay.
I don't want to upset anybody.
No. That's a good plan, actually. Yeah.
So that way I know.
Didn't really do them this year, to be honest. Only, you know, well, obviously not parents, because unfortunately I haven't got them. But my brother and my stepsons and my partner, which obviously I would always do.
Hmm.
You know. But apart from that, I didn't do that this year at all. I think a lot of people haven't bothered with it. But then in saying that, a printer friend of mine who prints a lot of my stuff, I spoke to him a couple of weeks ago and he said, it's one of the busiest years for cards.
Really?
Yeah. This guy is a royal printer. He prints for Sandringham, the wow. estate.
Mm.
And I'd like to say, I think he said it printed 30,000 cards for Sandringham.
Blimey. What, for the Queen to send out? Sorry,
well,
King.
Yeah.
Sorry, Queen.
Royal family. Yeah. He does all the printing for Sandringham Estate. And he said it had been absolutely bedlam when they kind of said general consensus were that nobody was going to send them this year.
Wow. Well, there we are. It differs, doesn't it? Things differ.
So I don't know.
But can you remember any old Christmas traditions, Nick, as a kid?
Because
I got some gems.
Well, we always had a real tree.
Yeah.
That was something that was insisted on by my dad.
Yes.
Always. And that's a great memory of my dad actually bringing this tree home, which was always tied up with string.
Yes.
You know, and then you'd snip it and yeah. the whole thing would just burst out
that's
all
right.
over the shop.
Yeah.
They always had to be 6 foot. That was another thing that my dad insisted on. Had to be a proper tree,
yeah.
you know. And you had to water it to try and
yeah.
keep it, you know. And
yeah.
I think one particular year, my mum even used hair lacquer to try and keep the, you know, the bloody pines that kept falling off,
yeah.
the needles. That's it, that kept falling off.
But the trouble yeah. with those real trees, Nick, is at the end of the season, when you're going to take the tree down, I have memories of getting pricked to death, if you all excuse the words there,
indeed.
By all these needles
yeah.
that kept falling off, jabbing me in the jumper and all the rest.
Yeah, yeah.
We'd
still pick
out.
Them up in August, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
you would.
That's right.
You know, you'd still be getting them in your J. Edgar.
Yeah.
8 months down the bloody line.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, there was something special about that. There really was.
Yeah.
Like you said earlier on, I'm a big Christmas fan, always been a big Christmas fan. It was a big deal with my family, you know, with my mum and dad and my brother. And it was one of the absolute highlights of the year.
Yeah, same here. I can remember as a kid, because I've got my sister Bev, who's 3 years younger than me.
Right.
So I reckon, let's say for example, I was about 11 and she's about 8. And we'd go around carol singing.
All
you know,
right. Did so Carol mind?
No, Carol liked
yeah.
it.
Did yeah, was she a local girl?
She was a local girl.
Oh, nice.
And very friendly.
Ah,
very friendly.
Lovely.
Yeah,
you need
yeah.
a bit of that the festive
well,
season.
At Christmas time, you do, Nick.
Indeed.
Like I tell you, a very funny joke related, but I think it would get taken off here, so I couldn't possibly.
Okay, go.
Not unless you encourage me. But anyway, who was I? Carol singing. Yeah, so Bev and I, we'd go round the posh parts of Tunbridge, where we used to live.
Yep.
A little tin, cut out bit in the top for the money to go in.
Yeah.
You know, a little can that we had. And we'd go out. This is the days when you would do it. You know, you were allowed to.
Yeah, yeah.
Knock on the door, posh house, started singing away. Door opens up. A portly gentleman says, "Ah, children, this is Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Come into our house and sing us some carols."
Really? You got a bit of that, did you?
Oh, dear. Now, can you imagine that happening nowadays? Can you imagine somebody saying, "Come into my house"?
People don't even answer the phone, do they? They don't the bloody door.
Anyway, we had massive, great big fire roaring.
Oh, wonderful.
And about 15 people there.
Really?
And, yeah, because they're having their soiree, you know, their little glasses of sherry and what have you. And I said to Bev, "What should we sing first?" And we came up with an idea. Anyway, 3, 2, 1, I start. Not a sound from my sister, who breaks out in fits of laughter.
Right.
I said, "Come on, come on, I'm not singing this on my own." She is falling about laughing now. I end up doing a solo rendition of Good King's Wenceslas, or Wenceslas. Yeah. Once in Royal David City and all the rest of it. And he wouldn't let me stop after 2. Looking at my watch, Nick, you know, got to go to bed. Come on, Santa's on his way.
Yeah.
And then they gave me, at the end of it, some measly little bit of money. I thought, that hasn't been worth it, Nick.
After you'd done a full set.
After I've done a full rendition of all the Christmas carols you can think of.
Really?
As solos. I thought, wow.
Well, well done, young Chris.
I know.
That's a story.
Well, that's when I knew I had a talent as a singer, Nick. Not.
Well, what a great story, man.
It's not funny, isn't it?
What a great story.
And then the other one, of course, again, might be a little bit younger this time. At Christmas, we get Mum and Dad, we have the relatives come over.
Yeah.
So we had to shuffle the bedrooms around.
Yeah.
So I ended up, Bev and me were in the same room on little camp beds.
Yeah.
Anyway, we decided between us that to get to Christmas Day quicker, we had to go to bed early on Christmas Eve.
That was always the plan, weren't it?
Yeah. So at 6 o'clock.
Six o'clock? Hell's tea.
We were in bed. Oh, dear. Oh, of course, we didn't sleep. Of course, we up, down, up, down. It was still Christmas Eve, you know. And then at some point, my dad, bless him, he came up with this wheeze of putting a little string from our bedside. And it said, "Follow these strings for a surprise."
Right.
So we did that at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. We would turn back every hour on the hour by my parents until about 6 when they gave up.
Right, okay.
My prize was the pram. No, that was Bev's. Bev got the pram.
Yeah.
I got the bike. But I can. We always have a joke after that one.
Oh, fantastic,
follow
man.
The string.
What a great story. What a great story. Yeah, we did the go to bed early bit.
Yeah.
I do recall I think we did sleep, yeah. Not all the time, but no. It was, you know, kind of the first part of the night. You didn't really bother, did you? Because
no.
You couldn't.
No.
You know, the excitement, the rest of it. But yeah, we slept, but we were always awake early.
Yeah.
Well, me, because I always woke up early. I don't know why. I've always done it.
You have. You're an early boy.
Yeah, I am.
An early riser.
Yeah, I am indeed.
Mm.
Mm. But no, it was magical, man. Magical times.
Absolutely.
Absolutely magical times.
Especially if it snowed on Christmas Eve.
I do remember a couple of times that doing it. Yeah.
And that's something nice.
Mm,
yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Mind you, I think, to be honest, Chris, I have said to a few people, not that I know too much about the bloody weather and all that kind of stuff, but I'm quite a weather lunatic, being anti-cold. But I do think that I wouldn't be surprised if we did have a bit, actually.
I hope not.
Over the Christmas period.
Like
no, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. But, you know, if you're sitting in looking out a window, it ain't too bad if you ain't going to go anywhere.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
And it's great on a Christmas card, isn't it?
Oh, it looks good. You know, I feel sorry for them in Australia, actually.
Yeah, that's it. I couldn't
be
doing
that.
Do
you want a Barbie on Christmas Day?
Oh, dear, no, I couldn't be doing that. Dear, oh, dear.
Oh, no, on the beach. No, not for me.
No.
Not for me, Beaky, as they say.
Well, I've got a guy out there that looks after some of my stuff, and he's in Adelaide.
Adelaide.
And he's always saying, you know, it's cold today. It's 68 or whatever it is. And he reckons that's bloody cold.
Yeah.
You know, you want 2 pairs of this place, don't you?
Exactly.
Holy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, not good.
No. But, you know, Christmas is good fun, generally speaking. But, you just said, just keep it in perspective. Don't let it be too commercialised.
No, I think it's, you know, I know it's a bit cliched, but it is all about loved ones, being with those loved ones, isn't it? The people that are the most important in your life.
Yeah.
Families, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that's right, Nick.
You know, I mean, you're going to spend it with your mum, aren't you?
I am indeed.
And your mum is a looking 92, isn't
92,
she?
92, she's coming up, yeah. Incredible.
When's that? When's her birthday?
February the 10th. So she'll be wonderful. 92.
And she still runs marathons and trains with the Olympic squad, doesn't she?
She does, yeah. Does the 100 metres in just over 10 and a half seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Quite quick.
Not bad.
No.
For a 92-year-old, is it?
Eh? Oh.
With a plastic hip.
And a plastic hip. She's got a plastic hip, and goodness knows other parts. But yeah, she's doing all right. Mentally, she's still there.
Top job.
Yeah. You know.
That's until you tip up.
That's until I tip up.
Yeah.
Then I transgress into an 8-year-old then.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, do you?
It can get a little bit weird.
Yeah, I know you struggle with that, don't you, a little bit?
A little bit, when I'm told off. Christopher, why are you doing that? I told you not to. You know, I can't do right for doing wrong, really. But, bless her, I love her.
Yeah, oh, so, totally. Yeah. Yeah, you've got to look after your mums.
You certainly have, Nick.
Haven't you? Mm. If you're lucky enough to still have them.
Exactly, yeah.
Parents, period. Or loved ones, period, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody like that.
Isn't it?
It is.
It's important. It really is.
So what are you going to do this Christmas, Nick?
I should be going to Benicia's. Yep. Benicia's my partner. I should be going there. I should go there next weekend. I've got some bits to finish up leading up to that. And then we'll spend pretty much about a week and a half together.
Very nice.
And then I'm back on, I think I'm shooting on the 3rd and the 6th. I'm back on the film set then. So it'll be back into it. But to be honest, Chris, I always kind of try to have a December of not doing a lot, just kind of vibing it out with the Christmas thing, you know. Mm. Hasn't been quite like that this year, not as much. It's always been a bit rushy and pissing about and all that kind of stuff. But just have a bit of time, to be honest, man. Mm. You know, I like a bit of time of just not doing a lot, really.
Yeah.
You know, spending it with the people you want to be with. And, you know, I don't really do the heavy food shit too much.
No, you don't have a traditional Christmas
dinner. Oh, good God, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you've got to have your turkey.
Oh, yeah, several times we'll do that.
A bacon. Why do they call it a bacon, by the way? That always gets me, that.
Do they? I don't know.
Yeah, you don't get bacon, you get a bacon.
Do you?
Yeah, I've never got that.
What's a B bacon, then?
Well, I don't know.
Or a C bacon?
I don't know, Nick.
No?
These are one of the great mysteries.
Ah.
Yeah, so you have a bacon.
If you don't know, nobody knows that.
You have a bacon, and then you get pigs in blankets.
Oh, yeah.
That's sausage wrapped in bacon.
Yeah, which it always used to be, didn't it? That's another modern-day kind of title.
Brussels, which I love to pieces.
Yeah, me too.
Parsnips,
I don't want a sprat.
Yeah. Roasties.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that. What else do we have? Bit of stuffing. I like a bit of stuffing on Christmas.
You can't whack a bit of stuffing.
No, it's
festive stuffing.
Yeah.
It's the way forward.
It might be for you, Nick.
It marks the
way backwards.
Marks the season.
I'm walking backwards for Christmas.
Goons.
Yeah, that's a classic. That's an absolute classic. Yeah, that was a good Christmas hit.
It was. Was that our number one?
I think it must have been. It's sort of late 50s, though, isn't it? Late
50s. Was it the Goons or was it just Milligan?
No, it was the Goons.
It was. Yeah.
Oh, I see him grow.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
I've fallen in the water.
We used to listen to the Goons. Oh, my dad really loved them.
Yeah.
They were happy times. They were Sunday evenings, just listening to the radio.
Oh, marvellous!
Bloody hell, man.
Yeah, we were talking about Christmas hits.
Yeah. We were actually only because it kind of. I heard it on another station.
Another station.
Apparently there's a bit of an issue because modern bands don't make the classic, or even in saying that, the classics, any kind of form of Christmas.
No.
Single, album, nothing
No. Well, I'll tell you what, Nick. In preparation for this very good podcast, I've managed to put together a list of the favourite Christmas singles.
Right.
So you need to take part in this.
Okay.
You know the tune that goes do 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 do.
Alan Freeman, Fluff.
The countdown.
Yep.
So I shall need you to do that.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to give you a rundown.
Okay.
So, if you start off.
Okay. Do 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 do.
Okay, coming in the charts at number 36, we've got Run DMC, Christmas in Hollis. 26, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with the Temptations at 22. Not Off is Joni Mitchell and River. In at 15, Eartha Kitt, Santa Baby, and number 13, The Pretenders, 2,000 Miles. Number 11, Not Off. It's Last Christmas, and now we hit the top 10. Number 10, never heard of it. Darlene Love, Christmas. In at number 9, Wizard, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. Number 8, Slade, Merry Christmas Everyone. Number 7, never heard of it, Donny Hathaway, This Christmas. 6, Tom Waits, Christmas Card. Number 5, Marvin Gaye, Purple Snowflakes, never heard of that one. Number 4, love this one, The Waits' Christmas Wrapping. Number 3, All Right, It's Low, Just Like Christmas. Number 2, you're going to love it. Of course it's number 2, it's The Pogues, Fairy Tale of New York. And in at number 1, any idea?
No idea.
Not Off, it's only Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Fantastic. Fantastic, man. That was great. Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I hope everybody out there really enjoyed that. What was that? Was that just your...
No, it was, I found that on the internet.
Right, somewhere. So that was an actual playlist.
It was 100. It had 100 hits.
Really?
And I thought, I can't do 100. So I did a top 10, but I put a few in just before it.
I think I finished the track well too early, didn't I?
Well, it didn't matter. Didn't matter. It's good fun, though, wasn't
Bloody
it?
Bloody great, man.
But there are some missing ones from that.
Was there?
For example, Greg Lake, I Believe in Father Christmas, although I said it would snow this Christmas.
Yep.
That should have been in there. That's my fave.
Is it your fave?
It is. Chris Rea, Driving Home for Christmas.
Good track.
Along with his brother, Di. Has a bit of stomach trouble. Think about it. And Club of Linda, of course. And, of course, Bing Crosby, White Christmas.
You can't whack it.
You can't whack it.
No, you can't. Right. You can't. Initially recorded, I do for, I do believe... for the film Holiday Inn.
I think so, yeah.
Not White Christmas.
No.
And I forget who he actually recorded it with. It was a woman, wasn't it?
More than Lightning Nick.
Yeah, in the film.
Yeah.
Black and white.
What, she was?
No, the film.
Oh, right. Come on, carry on. Have another cigarette.
It's going to make me cough now. Oh, you bugger.
Oh, that's a bit of a grim one.
Oh, I've still got this bloody cough, man. I've been hacking away like a bastard for weeks,
Oh, dear me.
Terrible.
Oh, well.
So. Hacking bush cough.
Oh, dear. Nasty.
Not good. But that was great,
that
man.
Was a bit loud,
I loved it.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it.
A little bit of a giggle, that, yeah.
Dear, oh, dear. So your favourite, Greg Lake?
Greg Lake, yeah. I like the lyrics on it. They sold me a story this Christmas. They sold me a brand new night or something. It's all very cynical look on Christmas.
Yeah.
And the commercialism.
I do remember the video.
I sit laughing at this. Yeah. Oh, dear. I've just discombobulated myself, Nick.
Really?
Yes.
In that jacket?
Yes, in this jacket.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. And, of course, you get all the lovely Christmas TV.
Yeah. What we got now? You are one of the few people that I know that actually buys the Radio Times Christmas special.
I've given up this year, Nick.
Have you?
I bought this year the Sun TV.
Okay, okay.
Because you got this.
Santa on page three with no clothes on.
Santa on page three with no clothes. New balls, please. But this was free. With the paper, and it was £1.20.
Right.
Radio Times now is £5.
Is it really?
£5.
So, typical BBC.
I know. So there's no way I'm paying £5.
Mother of
for
God.
For a magazine that the cover falls off after a few usages.
Oh, yeah. And to know, to find out then who's killed who on EastEnders.
Yeah, that's it. They tell you the stories in there. So
do they?
I don't read them, you know. Because I'm a bit of a
It was always a bit of a... I like you. You know your soaps, don't you? You like your soaps.
That makes you sound very common.
Well, no, there's nothing wrong with that. It's bloody good acting, man, some of that. Bloody good acting.
I don't like Emmerdale. I can't get on with Emmerdale.
No.
No, it's EastEnders and Corrie for me.
Okay. Yeah, I don't mind a bit of Coronation Strata, but I haven't seen it for a long time.
No, EastEnders definitely the best.
Because I do believe it was the birthday of Coronation Street, was it, the other week?
Was it?
It's the longest running soap in the world.
Oh, it is, yes, it is.
Yeah. And I think Bill Roach is the longest running actor in a soap.
He's been in that since the word dot.
Since the first programme.
Yeah. I wonder if he gets an identity crisis, that bloke.
I don't know. I think he's been poorly, though, hasn't he? But there was a bit of an issue with him, weren't there? On the old kind of Jimmy Savile vibe.
Well, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, I think there was.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was having the finger pointed a bit.
Well, I know he's certainly a little bit off the scale when it comes to things religious. I know that much.
Is he?
Yes, he's a very extreme type.
Is he? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you what bit in particular is, but some cult type thing.
Is he really?
Yeah.
One of them kind of gigs?
One of those, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
okay. Yeah. Is that what they do in the north then?
I think they must do.
Right.
I think they must do, Nick, yeah. Something like that happens up north.
Ah,
aye.
I see.
And then, of course, your great TV programmes. I've got to have a bit of Morecambe and Wise.
Are they rerunning them?
Yes, they're running a few of those.
Got to be done, man.
Morecambe and Wise.
72 Christmas special.
Yes, that's it. Bit of Two Ronnies. Can't beat the Two Ronnies.
I was never keen.
Really?
Never keen. But for me, the best bit was the end.
Yeah, when Corbett, that before.
That's, sat and told the joke.
That's the bit I turned off from.
Did it really? No, for me it was the funniest bit.
Yeah, I used to love the sketches, you know.
No, I've never been too much into that kind of, we'll say, piss-taking it was, sketches.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
You know, programmes with that kind of thing. Yeah. And guys dressing up and all that kind of, I always felt a bit.
I did like that, I must admit.
They're seriously good at what they did. Yeah. Fantastic shows.
And then you've got Some Mothers Do Have Them.
Oh, couldn't stand it.
The Christmas special on that is hilarious.
Do you know I've ever seen it?
Oh, dear. Michael Crawford. He's the Angel Gabriel.
Oh, yes, I have seen it.
He's hoisted up.
That's it.
He's stuck there, Dave. He says, oh, don't look up there, you naughty shepherd.
That's it. I remember. I have seen it. I couldn't get on with that. It was massively big in its day, weren't it?
It was,
massively big.
Yeah.
But I never could get on with that.
You naughty
Not at
shepherd.
All. Yeah. No.
Oh, dear. So, yeah, I'll watch a fair bit, I expect, over the...
Do you do a lot of TV?
Not an awful lot, no.
No.
Because Christmas Day I'm out, you know, around my sissies.
Oh, you do that, do you?
So she'll have one of these 24-hour pop programmes on the TV.
Oh,
okay. Background, you know.
Okay.
Now Music 193 or whatever it is. And we don't actually sit down and watch anything apart from the King's Speech.
Okay.
And we're all there at 3 o'clock.
You do a bit of that, do you?
A bit of that. Everything's quiet. We're going to listen to these.
Right. Do you do the standing up bit and all that?
Salute.
Oh, top job.
Yeah.
So you've been taking your sword.
Yeah. So you, King Charles. And all who sail in you.
No, again, never really bother about it. If you see it, you watch it. But, you know, apart from that, never really sat down. And
No,
it was not a tradition.
But one thing I really, really do like is Christmas Eve, Carols from Kings.
She gets around, Carol, don't she?
I think she's a very nice girl.
Yeah.
And I think she's very obliging.
It sounds like a fun girl.
Yeah, she is. You know, gives all the favourites.
Really?
Plays all the right notes.
Nicely.
Not necessarily in the right order. Oh, dear.
Well, I mean, for a Christmas special,
that
ain't been bad, has it?
That's quite all right. I could still tell you my very rude joke if you want. But
go on then.
Are you sure?
We'll finish with a rude joke.
You really want this?
Yeah, welcome on stage, Mr. Chris Moore.
Oh, a bit of a warning going out here. Why is Father Christmas very, very happy on Christmas Day?
No idea.
Because Christmas Day comes once a year and it's today. I said that all wrong.
Right.
You get it?
I know where it's going. You know.
I've had too much of this water, you know.
Is that what it
That's
is?
That's what it is, yeah.
too much cider.
There is a joke in there somewhere, and I think it's probably just as well that I got that wrong, but the idea is there, Nick.
Well, we can leave that with the listeners to work it through.
Work it through.
And then
a bit of Freudian analysis.
Indeed.
On it.
And yeah. basically just get out of it what you can.
Exactly.
Which is what pretty much Father Christmas says on Christmas Day. Yes.
And how does he get around the world in 24 hours? I don't know.
No idea.
He has a carrot, a sherry in every household. He goes up and down the chimneys. It belies logic.
Well, it does, because the guy's weighing in at about 25 stone, isn't he? Yeah. So, I mean, carrots and mince pies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All the sherry as well.
Yeah.
You must end up with a
She's a nice girl.
She is.
Yeah.
We've spoken about lots of nice girls, haven't we?
We have indeed.
Yeah.
And I think on that note...
On that note, Nicholas.
We're going to leave our pre-Christmas show.
Yeah.
We're going to wish you all a happy Christmas.
Happy, happy Christmas, listeners.
And I'd love to wish my very dear friend Chris happy Christmas, and thanks for being such great... participant and making these shows what they are over the past 12 months since we started them. So,
It's a great pleasure, Nick. I really enjoy doing them. So, thanks for having me along.
Great fun, isn't it? And we'll be back. Well, we're going to be back before the new year.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back in the new year, me and Chris, acting a couple of twats.
Absolutely. Again, we do a good job.
We do. On that note, bye bye, Chris.
Bye bye, Nick.
Love you all. Catch you later. Bye bye.